This is GamerCast episode 358, Dangerous Rift. This is the show recorded on the 14th of October. And we're in. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Kathleen.
Kathleen? What?
I don't know your name.
Catherine, get right. Although I'm sure that used to be one of my WoW characters.
It's one of your WoW characters, wasn't it? Kathleen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to come up with some name similar, didn't I?
I've got cool names like
Kathleen and
Dudendal and Dudanov and Dadenov and Dadenow and Draenor and Daenor and Eleran. All of my characters start with a D, except my stupid priest, who was an E. It all started with Dudanov.
Dudanov was stupid.
Dudanov is a cool name.
Didn't he usually walk around without, like, a top on?
No, he walked around with his really bad level 5 gear.
Oh, like cloth armour or something.
Nick Boy's a warrior. He wears at least 2 layers of
cloth. I just remember him having blonde hair.
Yeah, he's got blonde hair. All my human characters have blonde hair because they look like they're dressed... They look after me, don't they? That's why they kind of look like He-Man. Right, we're going to try something a bit different this week and actually not have a intro segment bit for the news. Because I thought we should just roll straight into the news.
Okay.
Maybe it's time to overturn Mike Ogden's reign of terror by imposing sections on the show. Maybe.
Why was it his reign of terror?
It was his idea.
Was it?
Like 4 years ago, he was like, oh, you should really like...
section it off.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to do the show notes, they were just a big lump of stuff. Okay.
Maybe I'm feeling rebellious, and maybe next year we'll return to the big lump of jib-jabber.
To be fair, we've not got much left of this year anyway.
Thank you. So first up in the news, Somo.
So we mentioned Somo...
Why is this still on air? Get lost.
I don't know. We mentioned it previously because they did some live-action kind of viral teaser trailer type thingies. And this is Frictional Games, so the people that brought us Amnesia Dark Descent.
Amnesia!
So not the most Dark recent Set. One, which was actually created by the Chinese Room, which was Machine for Pigs. Dark Descent and Penumbra were made by Frictional Games, a Swedish company
who
published the most recent Amnesia game. And they've now unveiled...
Like Naniwa, who'd lost.
They've now unveiled their upcoming game called Soma. There's a gameplay trailer you can watch. We've got it on the website, so if you go on the GamerCast website...
Oh, it's 27 credits ahead now.
It's the most recent post, because I put it up earlier today. And you can check out the trailer. So I wouldn't really call it a trailer. It's more of a gameplay snippet. But what it does show is it shows they're under the same kind of... they're going with the same kind of ideas as they had with Amnesia. The only difference is it's less gothic. However, it's more horror sci-fi than sci-fi horror. You know what I mean, Paul?
Huh?
So it's being led by the horror instead of the sci-fi aspect.
The horror.
Which I think is a shame, because from the teaser stuff they showed, it would have been nice to see like a really sci-fi horror game.
A sci-fi horror game.
As opposed to a horror sci-fi
Like what, game. 2001 Space Odyssey? It's pretty scary, that film. There's monkeys at the start. Monkeying about in their spaceship.
So yeah, you can watch the trailer on our website. It's about 4.5 minutes long. It's interesting to watch. It's not what I was expecting, but they've got a release date on it of 2015. So they've got a while to tinker around with it and do whatever they want to do. So it might change drastically, who knows. But it's going to be coming out on PlayStation 4 and PC. I'll be playing it on PC. Although, actually, by 2015, I'm sure I'll have a PS4.
The console that isn't very good.
But yeah, so I kind of saw this coming when the PlayStation Europe Twitter account, or one of those, tweeted their last live-action trailer saying, I'll just put this here or something like that. I think it's a shame they didn't release more live-action stuff, though.
Matthew Windsor is Buckler's Mead School's top customer in Greed City. Windsor... Stop visiting my dad's properties. He's getting further ahead.
Isn't it more of don't visit a school?
No, it's the school that's making money.
Uh-huh. Next up, Witcher news. So, CD Projekt Red have announced that they're doing a comic partnership with Dark Horse Comics to release a series of, well, comics. Have I got a list of how many? The first comic will be available next year on March 19th, which is almost the same week as Dark Souls 2. And it will be available in comic shops everywhere. Of course, that's if you're lucky to have a comic shop close by. Not many towns in the UK will have a comic shop because they're quite scarce. And it's hard for them to make money in a place where comics aren't widely kind of
advertised. Comics are kind of lame around here, to be honest.
I mean, you can get UK equivalents of comics, like you can get UK equivalents of Spider-Man and stuff like that, but it's not the same as the American ones. However, of course, nothing's quite like the American ones with their masses of adverts. But yeah, so it's interesting that they're doing the comic route. A lot of things usually do, but usually it's that you get the comic free with the game or something like that, as opposed to they'll be selling it. But yes, that's interesting. A new way, another way to tell Geralt's story. Oh no, my thing went all the way down. There we go. So yeah, that's kind of cool. GTA Online news. So anyone who's played GTA Online already may know that there were a few issues. I have some friends who had played a lot of time on some characters. They got wiped. Rockstar have said, sorry, we don't think we're going to be able to get those back. Lots of craziness happened.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Nasty.
So it's like, hey, you might have put some time in this character, but we don't think we can get it back for you, so not much we can do. So yeah, I kind of decided not to play it when it launched, because of course I could have jumped on and tried to play it straight away, but I figured, one, the servers would be overloaded because they wouldn't know how much load it would actually get. Don't you agree? That they wouldn't have been able to really figure out how much they'd need.
I could have figured out how much they'd need. How much do you think you need? Double it.
Or triple it?
No, let's not get silly. We've got a budget to maintain here, Catherine.
True. But yeah, because I know lots of people on the first day had trouble signing in, getting on the server, stuff like that. But so they've done a title update now, which is available for 360 and PS3 if you haven't played it since it corrupted your save or something like that. So they fixed multiple issues that could cause character deletion or loss of progress, which is crazy. They fixed things like infinite loading, infinite sky cams, and interface options missing and just disappearing. Like, this is some crazy stuff. Fixed an issue that caused the replay option to be locked. There was an issue where you could get stuck in the garage when respraying the Sanchez motorbike, so you'd never be able to leave. You could get stuck inside the Los Santos Customs during the online tutorial. Lots of guns and ammo. So they've done as many bug fixes as they could within a short amount of time. Of course, they're still going to keep updating and patching it, presumably. But also, as an apology for anyone who's experienced these technical issues for the first days of GTA Online, Rockstar are apologising by putting $500,000 into the GTA Online bank accounts of all players this month that had played it from launch. So you must have played it at any time during the month of October to qualify. So I wonder if I just shove it in, if I can get it. You have to install the title update. They'll announce on the newswire when each deposit is made. Oh, and it's two deposits of $250,000. Yeah. So that's a nice apology to people. Presumably, it doesn't say anything about if you haven't actually played already. It just says if you do it in October. But that's a nice apology. Because having money in it is helpful. Next up, Xbox One news. So Microsoft have announced the dates and times of their The One Tour, which
Xbox One,
which is them going to London and Manchester between October and November, and they're going to have playable Forza 5, Dead Rising 3, Rise, Son of Rome, Killer Instinct, Battlefield 4, FIFA 14, and more. They haven't said exactly what more is, but it just means they'll have a few more little games, like Zoo Tycoon, maybe Kinect Sports. They could have Crimson Dragon playable, maybe. That'd be quite nice. But yes, so it's running from the 25th of October to the 3rd of November. And if you go on the website, which is xbox.com/en-gb/onetour, you can go on there and fill in your details, and you pick your closest city. So the London one is in Shoreditch, and the Manchester one is in the city centre somewhere. Actually, they're different dates. Okay, sorry. So London is 25th of October to the 3rd of November, and you can pick a time slot between 12 and 5 or 5 and 10 in the evening. And they're crossing out as they get full up. So you have to, if you want to go play on Xbox One during this period, you kind of want to sign up soon before they all sell, well, not sell out because they're not for sale, but before they all get filled up. And you just got to give them a few details, like your name. They want to know what consoles you own, whether you pre-order a next-gen console, and so on and so on. And then Manchester ones are the same, except they're from the 18th of November to the 27th of November, so during the console's launch. And that's between 12 and 5 and 5 and 10 as well. And as well as that, if you don't live near London or Manchester, game stores are doing Xbox One lock-ins. They're doing it in 63 of their stores on from the 10th of oh, I did that as the 10th from the 14th of October up until the 20th of November. If you go on the game website, you can find 20th out
20th of November, so yep. 2 days before you can buy it.
Yep. So if you live where's Box Park?
Box Park.
Oh wait, was that the place where they've got their fancy little store, Bethnal Green Road? So if you live in Coventry, or Northfield, or Kingston, or Walsall, they're quite close to the end.
Yeovil.
Yep, Yeovil is...
Yeovil's on there.
The 7th of November, you go to Newport on the 9th of November. But yeah, so Game have a full list on their website. The lock-ins mean you'll be able to play titles such as Forza, Dead Rising, Rise, and Killer Instinct. And then also put pre-orders down... if you wish. Presumably they might have some kind of incentive to make you pre-order like they occasionally do, but there's no full details of that on there at the moment. And then next up, which is kind of game related but then also Batman Arkham Origins related, the day Batman Arkham Origins comes out on the 25th of October, Game in the Stratford store are doing a special kind of launch event. So between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Friday, October the 25th, they have two people signing copies of the games. So they've got Roger Craig Smith and Troy Baker. Roger Craig Smith is doing the voice of Batman, and Troy Baker is doing the voice of the Joker. And they're signing copies there. Although if you can't make it to the Stratford store between that time, they're also going to be at MCM Expo on Saturday, the 26th of October as well, signing autographs and so on and so on. I can't believe that comes out quite soon. Batman. Still not sure. Humble Bundle news. The weekly bundle is going on and soon to end in a couple of days, but I thought I'd just give it a brief mention. It's quite a cool bundle this time around. It's a Focus Home bundle. So there's brilliant stuff, like you've got Cities XL, the Platinum Edition. Then for any, I suppose, Warhammer-y fans out there, there's Blood Bowl, Legendary Edition. Then you've got Divinity 2, Developer's Cut, Raw Realms of Ancient War, Game of Thrones, and Confrontation. And if you pay more than $6, you get War Game and the Testament of Sherlock Holmes, which is good. It's not the new upcoming Sherlock Holmes, but it's quite a good one. And then, of course, you get the soundtracks for Divinity 2, Confrontation, and Sherlock Holmes as well, if you get those games. So I thought I'd give that a mention while it's going still. Elite Dangerous news. Mr. Braben has announced that they're going to support the Oculus Rift for the release of Elite Dangerous. It will provide players with an even more intense experience.
I might have to buy one for that.
Yeah? Is that you looking around in it?
Yeah.
And the Oculus Rift version of Elite Dangerous will be available to all backers that have an Oculus Rift headset for no extra cost. So you'll be able to have this, you know, whatever it needs.
Yeah, well, looking around in your cockpit, you know, it's a natural, obvious thing for.
Well, yeah, it says, Mr. Braben said, we've been playing with the Oculus Rift dev kits and are excited about the potential. Just glancing around your cockpit or being totally immersed in space battle. Many of our backers have made it clear that they would like Oculus Rift support, and so do we. We're very pleased with the results so far.
How much is Oculus Rift to buy, like, just the headset?
I'm not sure if you can buy them yet.
How much harder are you going to be?
I'd like to guess 100, but I don't really know. I'm just saying a number.
100 quid? Try 1,000 quid.
Oh, really? I don't know. I was just guessing a number.
It's a high-end virtual reality headset with, like, a 1080p screens and loads of stuff in it.
You going to investigate?
Yeah, you keep
going. Okay. So, yeah, that's cool for any Oculus Rift owners or Elite Dangerous backers. If you want to have a space game in a more immersive way. What happens if you click on the order now button?
That's for developers.
Oh, is it?
That's to order a dev kit.
How much is a dev kit? 300.
Oh, that's not too bad then.
Yeah. There you go. Next up, Nintendo.
300 quid? I have to buy one for that.
You could become a developer. Make a calculator or something that runs on it.
Yeah, I'll make a calculator notepad hybrid.
There we go, Calpad. Was it Calpad?
Calpad, yeah.
I found that for you. Yeah.
Do I not have that anymore?
I put it on the server.
Do I not have the source code for that anymore?
I don't know, I just put on whatever I had on the server. Next up, Nintendo news. So, Nintendo have announced some new Wii U bundles to be launching just before Christmas. I'm actually tempted with one this year as well. So, the first one is on the 8th of November, they're releasing a Mario and Luigi premium pack, which comes with a copy of New Super Mario Bros. U and New Super Luigi U, packaged in like a 2-in-1 game pack. So, you actually get a copy of the game on a disc, unlike a download code, like everything Nintendo do these days. It's a black premium Wii, and it has the standard 32 gig of storage, and then everything else you usually get, so like a gamepad, and so on and so on. So that's quite nice. I'm kind of tempted about that one because it's got a natural disc. However, of course, it's still not the Zelda one with the detailing on the gamepad controller. And then on the 15th of November, they are releasing a Wii Party U basic pack, which will be a basic one, so a white-coloured Wii U, which has 8 gig of storage, and then all the standard stuff. Plus, it comes with a copy of Wii Party U, which comes out on the 25th of October. You also get Nintendo Land with that one as well. So it's kind of like a party family-orientated one, or pack even. And on the 22nd of November, they're releasing a Just Dance 2014 basic pack bundle. So a white 8GB Wii U with the standard stuff, Just Dance 2014 and Nintendo Land. I think the best of those, of course, is Mario & Luigi, because they're like two good games. Bundled together on a disc. Skylanders Swap Force news for any Skylanders fans out there. So Asda are doing an exclusive limited edition character called the Enchanted Hoot Loop.
Mm-hmm. Hoot Loop is one of the characters.
Hoot Loop. So an enchanted version, I guess. I said hoot. Hoot.
It's a bird hoot. Or something, isn't it?
It's obviously an owl, right? Hoot. They go hoot. Owls go hoot. Don't they? And they also go twit woo. Okay, I'm sorry, boy. So yeah, Asda are having these exclusive ones. They apparently expect them to sell out within 7 days. Apparently. It's a £13 figure. Is that the general price of one?
More or less.
Yeah. I know, well, Sainsbury's...
For, like, the giant equivalent figures.
Sainsbury's are doing a Halloween Giants figure, which has a pumpkin head. He's 15 quid.
That's just Eyeball repainted.
Yeah, but it's special.
Yeah, but he shows up in the game as Eyeball.
Yeah, that's true. presumably this Enchanted Hoot Loop will come out the same as well.
Yeah, Activision are cheap.
But they're thinking he'll be a favourite among Skylanders fans. What I found interesting, I don't think I've got that info here, I know. It had at the bottom of the press release how much stock you had to order in per Hoot Loop you got. Because they're special ones, I guess. But yeah, so they're expecting they'll sell out. Of course, you kind of have to hope you have an Asda nearby, because not every town has an Asda. Otherwise, you can actually order them online on Asda Direct. And then you can have a Hoot Loop. I think it sounds like cereals, like Honey Nut Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Castlevania news. Konami have announced their Castlevania Lords of Shadow collection is coming out on November 8th. This is coming out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. It comes with Lords of Shadow, so the game that came out a few years back now. Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate HD, which was a kind of re-release for the 360 PS3 of the 3DS game that came out earlier this year, and also a demo of Lords of Shadow 2, which is quite nice to bundle a demo with it. And that's going to be £30, which isn't too bad for getting two games and a demo. No cool special masks, so you know they've lost me there, but it's quite nice. In other news, Gabriel Knight Sins of the Fathers is having a 20th anniversary remake on Windows, Macintosh, iPad and Android. So it feels like they're making it for small devices and then putting it on PC, like most things these days. And of course it was a PC game back in the day, back in 1993 when it first came out. But that's cool, I suppose, for any Gabriel Knight fans out there. Saints Row 4 news. Anyone who was looking forward to the Enter the Dominatrix DLC, which I believe, yeah, was coming out on for Saints Row 3 but got cancelled, is coming out on October the 23rd for $5.99 on its own. So yeah, it's coming out then. I was going to say they're also doing a 3-hour live stream about it on the 23rd at 1 p.m. on, well, Central Time. I don't know what that is, UK time. On Volition's Twitch. So they'll be playing that through if you want to have a look at what the DLC looks like. And then the last thing I've got on here, which was a late addition, but just kind of giving a mention for a little indie game that's coming out. What's the date? It's the 14th today. On the 18th of October, called Castles in the Sky, which is a very pretty looking, not huge, little game, because it costs $1.50. So it's not very expensive. And it's got a cute little boy in it that is in the clouds. Notice it's called Castles in the Sky. So he's up in the sky. And it's a small, simple game with a very nice visual style where you're kind of taking part in his story, I suppose. There's a trailer that you can watch on their website, but the trailer doesn't really show exactly what the game is. It shows a little bit, but not a huge amount. But it's the Tall Tree Game. Oh no, the Tall Trees Games.co.uk/Castles in the Sky. There you can pre-order the game and pay your $1.50, and then you'll be able to give it a go when it comes out in 4 days. But otherwise, I can't really say much about it other than it's coming out on Windows and Macintosh. I briefly read a review where someone was like, oh, it should come out on iPad as well. But yeah, so the entire game lasts between 10 and 15 minutes. Simple cursor movements and mouse button clicks. But they've done a nice little kind of soundtrack to it as well that really fits in with the game. So yeah, I thought I'd give that a mention. I'll have a look at it. They need to release a trailer that shows a bit more game. Unless they didn't want to spoil anything, but his jump looked quite nice. To be fair, the whole website they've got is a little bit nice as well. He's kind of pixely. So yeah, that's a lot of news for this week anyways. Are you not doing Name That Game? No? Okay. Shall I just go straight onto the releases then, as we're doing? No?
New releases this week.
Yeah, so there's some games coming out. One of the games is called Skylanders. Swap Force. It's a game with Hoot Loop in it. Over Cameron.
Hoot Loop. So yeah, this is the new Skylanders game. It's coming out on Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Wii U, and 3DS. No DS version for this one, from what I could see.
DS, nice 3DS.
Yeah, just 3DS.
Nobody supports a DS anymore.
Okay, fine.
Obsolete, isn't it?
Fine, I'm sorry. So yeah, Skylanders Swap Force is quite different to their previous ones in the fact that, as you can tell from the name, you can swap them about. So they've got little magnets. Well, it is different, because then you can combine abilities.
Thank you, Catherine, the expert in Skylanders.
I played it at E3. Charlotte wanted to play it, and I was there playing
it
with
her. I can name all the characters.
I don't know any of the characters.
And interestingly enough, the new Warnado figure on the packaging says it's no longer compatible with Giants and Spyro's Adventure, despite the fact Warnado was an original series character. Because they're doing a light call Warnado. Just thought I'd throw it out there to show that I actually know what I'm talking about.
And I've played the game. So it's like a simple platform game, really, at the end of the day.
It's a lame platform game for kids that gets loads of money.
It does. But what's quite nice with these is, so each character has magnets at their waist and their body, practically. So you can switch legs and upper torsos around. Is it not in the middle of the body?
Not all the characters.
Only some of them? Only the special ones?
The little characters are just like normal little characters.
Oh, they're releasing standard
and
as
then
well. Okay.
Similar to the giants in Giants, you have the Swap Force characters.
Oh, okay, because the smaller ones are like £8 or something like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you get the small standard ones, which are £8 each, or you can get the expensive ones, which are like £15 each about. So they're the larger ones. They have magnets in the middle of them, and if you have more than one magnet character, you can switch them about.
Yeah, the packaging is actually really cool, because it's got this, like, you know, slider wheel. So you can slide it around to see what combinations you can make with it.
They had that at E3, but massive. So you could just slide it around.
It's on the packaging in the corner.
Okay, that's really cute. So yeah, it's quite clever what they've done with it, if you ask me. Although I imagine, because of course a lot of kids play Skylanders, that a lot of bodies or legs will just go missing. Don't you think?
Well, it's kids, isn't it?
Because it's not like stores that sell them secondhand are going to be selling upper bodies or bottoms or anything like that. But yeah, no, I think it's actually quite interesting that they've done this as opposed to just release another series, because they obviously thought of something different that they could do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's quite different. Then next up we've got Sonic Lost World, which is the upcoming Sonic Nintendo only game coming out on the Wii U and the 3DS. I still hadn't played it. I wanted to play it at Eurogamer, but the queues were a bit big, so I didn't play it. But apparently it's quite spectacular, quite nice. I remember Charlotte playing a little bit of it at E3, and she said something along the lines of, kind of like Mario Galaxy, but with Sonic, or along those lines. But yeah, so that's coming out. So another Wii U game, another reason to buy a Wii U. I need a Wii U.
Wii U!
Wii U! And then finally we've got Air Conflicts Vietnam coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. And Paul's enjoying himself. I was going to say
enjoying himself. That makes it seem like I'm flipping.
I'm not.
I'm not going to say it on a podcast.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. There you go. Yeah. If you're interested in Air Conflicts Vietnam at all, we've got a preview up on the website. It's a combat flight game.
Someone wants to know, can you run Operation Arclight in the Vietnam game?
Can you do what?
Don't know.
Charlotte wrote a preview. What does that mean? Oh, we got a Wikipedia thing.
I guess it's some actual... Okay, so yeah, do you want to like use some B-52 bombers and bomb the shit out of stuff?
Okay. Yeah, it's a very arcadey game as well. It's not like IL2 Sturmovik. Which is more simulator, right?
Bonus.
Yeah. But to be fair, this is coming out on consoles as well. Air Conflicts Vietnam, so you kind of guess that it would go with the more arcade style of gameplay. But I'm not sure if you can do that.
Who cares? Are we dumb?
Aye.
Good. It's time to play the music.
Oh, bye.